Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Well, this is exciting. We are in the Sky Arts tent at the Isle of Wight Festival. Myself, Kieran, and we've got Nick and Chip here with... Well, I'll let you introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
I know that you can.
Hello, I'm Edith Bowman.
I'm Yinka Bikini.
And I am Sean Keaveney.
And we're here... Well, as a whole team.
Yeah.
The Sky Arts team.
I know, we're probably all a bit like talked out sometimes because it's the Sunday now and we've done, this will be our third day.
Yeah.
And it's not proper work, don't get me wrong, I realise that.
Sean's got a lovely shade of pink lipstick on.
Yes, I'm glad you pointed that out because it doesn't come across on the radio, but if you could see it, you'd be impressed.
You've got to paint the image.
Yes.
And we did get a photo, so don't worry.
Oh,
it will go
out.
Yeah, there's evidence.
I'm colourblind, but apparently it's fuchsia pink.
It's very fetching.
It's lovely.
So this is your, I want to say both your third years here?
Second
year. 43rd year.
Wow.
And I say that, Sean, you were doing it when I was a teenager here,
good
I think.
God. Met a boy, I tell you. I did it a couple of times, I think, back in like about 2011, and then a big hiatus, and then about 3 years, just after the pandemic, I came back with Edith and Gemma, and then last year, the wonderful Yinka joined us.
She did.
And this is your second year?
Yeah, and they had me back, and I've been confused.
She's not been at all confused. She's got a great clarity of mind, unlike me, and she helps me through.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you enjoyed it?
It's been amazing. It's great because, you know, there's the three of us, and so we all get kind of opportunities to go out whilst we're doing the live show to kind of find things to talk about and have a bit of fun and be a bit silly and stuff. And those bits they're really fun to do, and you get to chat to people that are out there at the festival who might have been coming for the first time or they might have been coming for years. So, yeah, it's a nice way to kind of see that side of the festival.
Well, what's been your highlight of the weekend?
My highlight has been Edith Bowman pretending to mix drinks at the because I don't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, I made a few bucks last night actually. Yeah. Working at one of the bars for about 40 minutes whilst we're doing a link, and I kind of would have been happy staying up there, to be honest. It was a lot of fun.
We won't tell the taxpayer.
Yeah, no, clearly.
The taxman as
well. One of my highlights was getting the chance to go up in the cherry picker, actually.
Yeah.
Which, what was that like?
Terrifying, but really extraordinary to be up that high and get a real perspective of the whole site and how big it is. It was amazing, actually, just to be up there and kind of get that kind of view of it. So, yeah.
You wouldn't want to do it today, though, would you? Because it's hammering down, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think we got the best day for it.
But also, I think seeing people... We actually got to see a little bit of Pulp on Friday night, who were amazing, weren't they? Pretty sensational. Stuff like that. It's great to get out and see bits of the live stuff.
Yeah. And just see Jarvis's hips as well.
Oh, my God, the hips.
Yeah,
that was like a Chesterfield lounger of a performance. It was luxurious.
Yeah. I like that bit where he had that seat come up under the stage and he just sat down and someone handed him a drink and he just had a wee moment and then the seat went straight back down under the stage. It was a masterclass in headlining, I thought. It was great.
The Kent Miracle Brothers were headlining last night. Their visuals were amazing.
Yeah.
Did you catch the Kent Miracle Brothers?
I saw a little bit of it out there, but watching it in our studio here and the graphics, you know, the way that production's done is extraordinary.
It's
what was
amazing.
It like for you?
It was awesome in the crowd. I was watching it at the VIP bar last night.
Ooh, sorry!
It's the only way to see a band.
And I managed to meet Fraser out of Endubs. He was at the VIP bar.
Oh.
And the lights were out. Because the Kemal Brothers, the sound went out for a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed that actually. Yeah. Tom pressed the wrong button.
That's it.
So I was just wondering, because it was 2003, the first Isle of Wight Festival, modern one here.
Yeah.
I've been coming since then, because I'm, you know, living here. You guys have come to quite a few now. What's your highlight? If you look back, is there one band that you just think, that was a moment, I was so glad I was there?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
That was pretty...
Yeah.
Mental.
2015 Fleetwood Mac.
I got to interview Stevie Nicks and Mick Fleetwood in their dressing room, which was obviously the premiere in. And Stevie Nicks had an amazing spread in the room. They all had their own individual dressing rooms, and she, when we went down, she was in her little slippers, listening to Kelly Clarkson on her little stereo with this amazing spread and the most fantastic wardrobe of clothing that was there, and I just took a moment to go, oh my god, I'm in Stevie Nicks's dressing room. So that was, and getting the chance to see them, that original lineup live, was amazing.
That's beautiful, isn't it? I got side of stage for Tom Petty in 2012, which was amazing, seeing Mike Campbell playing the guitar and stuff. And then I think I'm a big Stone Roses fan as well, and they played, and I was working it that year, and one of the ladies was trying to get me an interview with the Stone Roses, and she was like, I've done it, I've managed to get an interview with the Stone Roses, they never do any interviews. And we walked down to the Premier Inn, and this lady with the red hair, tiny young woman, and she sort of walked up to the dressing room, and then she was surrounded, I was kind of worried for her, she was surrounded by Stone Roses sort of detail, like these huge 6'5" guys, you know, this Manc guy kind of leaned down to her and said, we don't do interviews, all right? And that was it. I could see John Squire playing his guitar in the background, like Buddha, though, you know. That was a highlight, actually, not interviewing the Stone Roses.
I think the Chemical Brothers were 100%. Last night, it was exactly what you want from a DJ set, but a festival headliner. The visuals were incredible. I thought the way that they sort of orchestrated the crowd was impeccable. But a weird, unexpected highlight, because I've only been here 2 years... For me, last year was Shaggy.
Yeah, he was amazing, wasn't he?
Because I just thought, like, Mr. Lover Lover, all right, that's good for you. But the way that he controls the crowd, the bangers
so
that
good
he has,
yeah.
He's so charismatic, and it was pouring with rain. That tent was so hot, I felt like I was in Barbados. So it was lovely.
You did a cracking interview with him, though.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, I got to meet him.
So, one more question then. So you've met so many people between you. Do you get starstruck? I mean, you said Stevie Nicks was a highlight. Do you ever meet anyone and think,
always.
I'm in the presence of...
Always.
They just interviewed Niall Horan, and I know that I saw Sean blushing from over there, from way across the room.
Is that because that's why the pink lipstick?
Yeah, I was trying to make an effort for him. I don't think I'm his type, unfortunately. But yeah, you're right, actually. He completely wowed me, to be honest. You know, I do get a bit overexcited by people like
Absolutely.
That, you know.
All the time, and I think that when I don't, it's probably when I'll change job.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's kind of, I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm coming from a fan's, but I kind of pinch myself kind of hourly almost to get the opportunity to do this. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because
we sit and watch you guys at home thinking, oh, what an amazing job. Look who they're talking to.
Yeah.
And you know, so professional. You think, you know, does it just ride over you?
Oh, no.
Or are you sitting there
my bum is falling out. Like, as in, but that's the whole point. I think if you weren't excited and you didn't have those butterflies, then someone else should do it.
Yeah.
Great point. We're radio people, you're all radio people. Sean, you are community radio, we are community radio. Firstly, happy Father's Day.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
From both us and the gardeners at Community Garden
that's
Radio,
very sweet.
Myself included.
Amazing.
You've won an Arius, we've won an Arius. How did that feel?
I felt on top of the world looking down on creation, probably like you did. And I saw you guys all come up towards the end, it was, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was a great validation to be a bit self-regarding for a minute because we just built it ourselves and it's actually just two of us, really.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there with all the big guys, you know, with the Radio 4s and the Radio 2s and the 6 Musics, and up we strode.
Yeah.
You know, and it felt great, you know. So, thanks for asking. And congratulations on yours as well.
Thank you.
Well, and it's just so wonderful to think that community radio still has such a big part to play.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It always will.
Yeah.
It always will.
It's a trusted friend.
Yeah.
It's a big, big important thing in the culture.
Mm. That's sort of as, I think it was Adam or Joe, which is Ant or Deck, Adam or Joe was saying on the radio the other day, when you lose a connection to a radio presenter, it's like someone taking away your friend that you had for ages.
It really is,
because
though.
You become friends.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's so weird because even though the listener gets to know you because you broadcast to them every day or weekly or whenever you do it, actually you get to know them and you have your ear to the ground and it keeps you so tight and it keeps you so passionate about what you do, I think.
It's also really nice when you get to go in and cover for someone because you get kind of the opportunity to get to know, like you get welcomed into a kind of gang in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you get to know their friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get to stay at their house.
Yeah, it's like a sleepover. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah.
But then you have to leave because you can't stay a welcome.
No,
unless you lock yourself.
You
in
want
the
to be invited back. Obviously.
It's probably going to sound obvious. You're welcome at the Isle of Wight anytime. Please come back.
Thank you very much.
If we miss our ferry,
got a spare bed. Don't you worry. You can come to my house.
I'm sure my dad won't mind.
And you can come to my house.
Thank
my
you.
House.
Yeah, there you go. One each.
There's one. Awesome. So your house is massive. Yeah. VIP mansion.
Winning at life, mate. Yeah. Winning. I've got the good gin stock, though, so, you know, make your choice.
Swain it. Thanks so much.
I've got some Teenage Fan Club on vinyl, if that helps.
I love wedding the fact present. That they're bidding for this.
I know, this is great. We've got one each.
We're all big fans of the fannies, let's just say that.
Right, well, I mean, a collective is going to be a lot of thank yous and a lot
thank
of...
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
together.
Much.
Pleasure to meet you all.
Letting right us interview
you. No problem.
Thank
so
you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.